Rome rebuilt. The Gauls had left Rome a perfect ruin. The palaces were burnt, the temples destroyed, the sacred statues to the gods broken and thrown into the streets. The first thing to be done was to rebuild the city, but on this they could not agree. Some could not bear to build upon the site of the old city. Others could not bear to think of building on any other than the old site. At length an omen from the gods, these omens were always opportune, told them to build again upon the same place. Camillus was now considered the chief man of all Rome, and indeed his wisdom and skill were needed. For several of the states, conquered in times past, began to rebel, thinking that Rome, after her sad defeat, would hardly be able to stand against them. They did not know the spirit of the Romans, however, for Camillus, with a great army, marched against these states, defeating them at nearly every turn and teaching them that the Roman spirit was not broken, her daring not lost, her will not conquered, even by the invasion of the Gauls and the destruction of their city. Affairs within the city, however, were not as prosperous as those without. The poor people had suffered terribly from the plunder of the Gauls, and the old complaints as to debts, cruel creditors, and suffering came up again. Marcus Manlius, whose prompt action had saved the capital, was one of the truest friends to the poor during this time. Seeing one old man being dragged away for debt, he came forward, paid the debt, released the poor man, and led him home. "Never," declared Manlius, "as long as I have 1 pound of gold, shall any honest man be imprisoned for debt." From that time, Manlius was looked upon as the friend of the poor. No less than 400 poor families did he help. The gratitude of the poor was great, so great that the patricians, jealous and angry, seized upon him and cast him into prison. The plebeians rose in rebellion, arrayed themselves in the deepest mourning, and crowded around his prison, threatening to send him free and to slay his persecutors. Manlius was, by and by, set free, but indignant at his unjust treatment, he aroused in the plebeians such a feeling of resentment that he was at last tried for high treason and condemned to die. He shut himself up in the capital with a band of soldiers ready to defend himself. One day a Roman came to him, pretending to be a friend, and to have come to advise him. Side by side they walked along, conversing earnestly together, when suddenly, as they were close upon the edge of the Tarpeian rock, the soldier turned upon Manlius and hurled him over its sides down the steep cliff.